Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were learning that regardless of who stands in the pulpit, it is our responsibility to search the scriptures to verify what is being preached is in accordance with God's word. Let's continue with our lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Regardless of who stands in the pulpit, be sure to search the scriptures to see if those things are so. Those who go from the word are heretics. Those who go and make fun or give apologies for having at one time preached the word are heretics. Those that apologize for having standards at one time are heretics. And listen, if you want an apology for that, write God and ask God to give you an apology. But it's not going to come from me because I'm going to preach God's word. So, they're just heretics. They have movements now that are training pastors just to take them away from this, but also why it's all right to bring the world into the church. So it teaches against what they should be doing and promotes what they are doing, and their false ways are ways that fit the definition of heretic, okay? And that's what they are. They are heretic. Now, it's interesting here because the Greek word for a heretic is in the continuing tense in the Greek in which it was written. That means they're continuing doing these things. They're continually a heretic. They do this, and they are unrelenting in trying to bring in their heresy, just like against the King James Bible, which is the right translation because it has the right manuscript. Now, I've even seen they're trying to lie about the manuscripts. And there's too much historical evidence that says the opposite of what they're trying to say. But they try to bring in their heresy. Anytime we get a new, say, youth director, a new principal in our Christian school, a new administrator, a new leader of some kind, music or whatever, there are always going to be a few. And it doesn't fail. There's always going to be a few who will want to take them out to lunch. And they go with them out to lunch, and they'll say, oh, how much they like, and, boy, what it means to them that we're there. Boy, we're so glad you're here now. I think things are going to be a lot better. And, you know, I remember when I first come to the church I now pastor back in 1984, it was going to be 2 years before I took over the church, but I came with that understanding. But still, there were people that said, oh, I can't wait till you take over. Now, the pastor I was taking over for was my dad. believe me, he's a much better pastor than I am. So I just thought it was kind of funny. And you know what I found out? That when they found out that we weren't going to change the word, we weren't going to change the standards, a lot of those people left. Okay? But they were, boy, they were taking me. At least I got some good meals out of it. But, you know, I wasn't about to change, and I didn't give them any indication that I would change. And I didn't need to give them that indication because it would have been false, and I would have been lying then. Just letting them, yeah, man, we're going to do that. I would be a false teacher myself. Again, you hear my broadcasts here on WTYG if you're in my local area or one of our other radio stations. There's the Haines City that's out there in the Pacific Ocean, Pompeii. There's just so many other stations on that are going with this Fundamental Broadcasting Network. So just with those things alone, my voice is going out there in a lot of different places, but my friend, I'm still a human being. When I got saved, sure, and the Spirit of God dwells within me because I am saved, not because I'm above everybody else or every other saved person. Every saved person has the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in them. But can my flesh get in the way? Can my thinking get in the way? It can. That's why search the Scriptures, as Acts chapter 17, verse 11 points out, to see if those things are so. You know who they were checking when in Acts chapter 17, and they were called noble for doing so, for checking them out? The Apostle Paul. Now think about that. Now, when you're searching the Scriptures, though, don't take a Scripture out of context to justify something that your flesh wants. Don't ever, ever, ever do that. Make sure that that is not what is going on. But we have these people come in, they'll say you need to change the standards. Hey, we need a different kind of music. You know, this is too old-fashioned, this is too old, way back there, and all the other stuff. And something should be done about it. Well, see, the text in verse 10, a man that is a heretic, because that's what they are, after the first and second admonition, reject them. That is, don't give them a platform to be heard. Satan's power can deceive others by very things as that. The very thing the heretic is presently saying, Satan may be able to use to convince other Christians that may not be as strong in their doctrine or as established in the Word of God. Don't give that heretic a platform. And by the way, he has social media, so why doesn't he just use his own platform, social media, and not try to get in and upset a church? And he might find that he doesn't want to face what he hears in replies on social media. No, they'll get those that go along with it. But then they'll get those that will be deceived by it. But that same person who's a heretic, you reject them, but you don't give up on that person who brings in heresy. Rather, you give them at least two admonitions. Now, remember, what does a heretic do? He teaches the opposite of true biblical truth. He goes against what is normal for true biblical Christianity, holy, separated from the world, and separated unto God. That's what a heretic does. He teaches against that. He rebels against it. He tries to get others against it. So they don't need a platform. We don't need to give them a platform. The devil will make sure they get heard in other places, but let's not save the devil any work. Let's make it hard for the devil too. And so whether they're using social media or they're getting around to other people in church, bring them in, give the admonition, using the Word of God, trying at least twice to get them back in line by using the Word of God that they reject. Dr. Shelton Smith, editor of the Sword of the Lord, is a friend of mine, but he had a couple preachers that he would use in his conference at one time, and those preachers started going contemporary. They started going other directions. Dr. Smith flew across the country on two different occasions to visit one of those men to try to bring him back. And, oh, yeah, I'm coming back. And then in just about a month, they'd find out, well, they were doing the same thing, but in a different way now, but they're still doing the same thing, only worse now. And he saw some other preachers as well in his going around the country to try to bring them back. And they, no, we're going this way now. This way we believe now. And so they had rejected the things of Christ. Well, then Dr. Smith had to reject them from being speakers. And that was the right thing. That was spiritually right. It was biblically right. And I admire a man of God that will stand even when it seems like a lot of people may say some bad things about them. And so we shouldn't get on the bandwagon that looks to find something wrong with somebody who's doing the job. If somebody's doing something that's wrong, it's not according to the Word of God, it will reveal itself. And when you see it, let them know that you believe that the Bible says this. Tell them what the Bible says and try to admonish them to turn around and get it right with God. Reject what they're doing. Don't give it a platform. Reject, reject, reject in the church as well as your personal life. See, and if they reject it after two times, that's the time when church discipline must be put in place. I remember one time in ministry having a man that was going around just spreading a lot of things, and so I finally confronted him. Yeah, he says, boy, I've got a problem doing that, and I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have never done that. And I said, well, that's good, and I appreciate it, you know. And it wasn't much longer after that, he was doing the same thing again. After I'd given several warnings, I finally said, okay, I'm going to take this to our deacon board. I did, and said, I told the deacon board what I said to him. You need to keep your mouth shut. If you cannot keep your mouth shut, you need to leave. We're not asking you to leave. We're asking you to keep your mouth shut because you're spreading discord. And the discord, a lot of things that he was spreading was, he said things I said that I never said. We had things on tape that said the opposite, but he said, he's telling people that things I actually said that was preached in the church, they could have just listened to it. And even one of them, I said, look, you can go listen to it. We've got, you can listen to it. I'll even give you the cassette tape. You don't have to buy it, which back in that day was cassette tapes. And they said, no, I believe my friends. I almost busted out laughing, you know, because, okay, so the recording of what I actually said, you don't want to believe that, but you want to believe the person that told a lie about it. And you said, well, I'd rather believe them. Well, okay, well, then you don't have a choice in what you're trying to believe, of discerning between what's biblically right and wrong. You're a person that's taking sides with somebody you like, that even if they're wrong, you're taking that side. Well, that is the foolish, that is a heretic, and my friend, that is a moron. Okay, so don't do that. But always use the Word of God, and then you reject. Discipline must be in love, but it must be used. Now, again, most pastors have stayed to the true to the word, they stood the test. They have been tested and tried in ministry. We do need to understand the definition, however, of admonition. Admonition is defined as gentle reproof, counseling against a fault, while giving instruction in duty, in teaching, and then caution while giving them direction.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands on the hills, they tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.